Ursula?
Okay, well, today the university announced that you have hired Tampa Bay Buccaneer wide receiver coach P.J. Fleck. So I'm wondering what your response is to this news. I mean, it's been about a month now that you guys have been searching for a new coach, and Mr. Fleck doesn't have any experience being a head coach before, so this news is kind of surprising to some people.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to compliment our director of athletics, Kathy Beauregard. Kathy has been on this every day, really literally 24/7, sorting through a variety of options, talking with numerous people, some calls initiated by herself, others that have called her to give her counsel and advice. She's listened. She's been very thoughtful, very careful. P.J. Fleck, Philip John, I say that, respect his mother, Philip John, right? That's where the P.J. comes from. He is an exciting individual. I've had the opportunity to have an interaction with him via Skype, and I was very impressed. I think academically you'll see the continued success of our teams in the classroom. I think you'll also see a level of energy, excitement. I think our students, I think the community and others will respond and resonate very, very well when you have a chance to meet and interact with him. It is true that he's young. He's very talented. He's, as a player, was a guy that probably most people didn't want. He's too small, 5'8", 150 pounds, and went on to a great career as a player himself, overachieved in, on the field, has overachieved in his coaching assignments, was drafted as a professional athlete. I don't think anyone would have thought that at a certain time. So you look for those kinds of qualities in an individual and you say, you know, there's something there. There's an inner strength. There's a drive. There's a commitment. At the same time, his commitment, I think, to all the core values that we think are critical in terms of being ethical, certainly very much oriented toward his family and his wife. You know, he's a guy that came from a small town that has a philosophy about recruiting. You know, there's a six-hour radius here. Let's go after it. We can go over to Detroit, go to Chicago, Indianapolis. There's many, many great places around here. And if we do that right, families and friends of players will be able to come to the games and to, you know, get behind a coach. And we then capture them. They become part of the Bronco family. You know, we welcome them. So.
And attendance has been something that people have been noticing. I mean, the average game this year was getting 14,000 people in the stands, and Waldo Stadium can hold 30,000. Why do you believe that Fleck is going to be able to get more people to the games?
Well, I would say this to you. I would encourage you to go to the news conference at 3 o'clock, see for yourself, see if you don't get excited. And, you know, I think that he will really ignite and catch well with our students on campus, but I think it'll be much, much beyond that. And of course, ultimately, you have to put a good product on the field. The first year is usually viewed as a transition year. It's going to be a little challenging with recruiting where we are this year, but then you look for the second, third year, and I'm really quite excited. I mean, I think that he certainly clearly grabbed me in terms of his perspective, his views, and while it is true that he is young, I think his maturity is well beyond his chronological age.
How much do you get involved in the search for a high-profile hire like this one?
This is really we have directors of athletics for reasons, and they need to be fully empowered to move forward, to do what needs to be done, and to make great calls. And I think if we were to look at Kathy's calls, for instance, in hockey twice, were outstanding. I'm very pleased with what we're doing in terms of women's basketball. We had to make a transition there. So I have great confidence in her. One of her other attributes that I'm really impressed with is that she will keep me posted and informed. I admire that, but I also want to make sure that you and the public and others know that, you know, she's the responsible person. She's in charge. And she knows more about it than I do, and I have great confidence in her.